We are on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the bottom shur of the Omid. Toshima Aganev Shenotal Mize V'Nosan Loze, V'Chein Gazlan Shenotal Mize V'Nosan Loze, V'Chein Yardin Shenotal Mize V'Nosan Loze, Ma Shenotal Notal Oma Shenosan Nosan. So the Gemara understood that this Baraisa is telling us as follows. A gazlan took from one person and gave to another person. By the second person, it is Yish Vishini Rishus, V'chein Yardin Shenotal Mizeh V'Nosan Lozeh. So Sarashi says Yardin Bechein Shar Nahoris. We're speaking about that there was the Yardin Mistama overflowed and took from one person and gave to another person, and there's Yish Mistama Avuda Mimenu Mikol Odom. So Ma Shenotal Notal O Ma Shenosa Nosa. The Gemara understood because there's Zicha Yiyush, so Memele, so the recipient, it's by a Gazlon, it's Yiyush Vishina Rishus. So the Gemara says, Bishleime Gazlon V'yardein the Kochozilu Miyayish. A Gazlon, he sees the Gazlon taking from him, and he's Miyayish. Eleganef Mika Chozile Demiyayish. He doesn't see Bechlal. Perhaps if he would have known, he would have been Miyayish. He would have known that it was stolen from him. But he's unaware. Aganef steals without the Yediyah Sabailim. So it's Yish Shalay Medas. Let us just see the top toisves, the svarim acherim, lamay de sviralon hashte da airi beganev mamish, os ye kerebi da omar beperik agoizel, stav ganev vegazlan have yush bailem. Now let us just explain what toisves is saying. There's a three-way machloikis, in Mesechtes Baba Kame, if you say Stam Gzeila Yish Bailim, Stam Gneva Yish Bailim, or both are Yish Bailim. The Tana Kama, the one Tana holds that Stam Gneva Yish Bailim, because he hasn't the faintest idea who stole it from him. He has no way how he can retrieve that what was stolen from him. So one Tana holds Stam Gneva Yish Bailam. One Tana holds Stam Gzeila Yish Bailam. Gneva, perhaps he can somehow figure out who stole it from him. But Gzeila, that means the person came over to him and took it away from him. Bifnei Am Veido. And so this person is a very powerful person. He's not scared of anyone. So the Nigzal is Miyayish. I mean, he realizes he's handling with a Gavra Alam. So he holds Stam Gzeilas Yish Bailam. Stam Gneiv is not Yish Bailam. And Rabbi holds that both are Yish Bailam. So Taisva says, the Gemara and the Havamina held that this Barais is going according to Rebbe. So Memele, we can understand, so Aganev Shenotal Mizeh V'Nosan Lozeh, we hold Stam Gneva Yish Bailam. Agazlan Shenotal Mizeh V'Nosan Lozeh, we also hold Stam Gzeila Yish Bailam. So by all these cases, it says, Ma Shenosan Nosan. But we have a problem. By Gneve, Afilu will say Stam Gneve Yish Bailam, but he's unaware that it was stolen from him. So from here we have a raya that Yir Shaloi Medas Abba Yir. So this is Akasha An Abaya. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Bish Loi Me Gazlan V'Yardin D'Kochos Ilei Me'ayish. So we can say right away that we can say with clearly Ma Shenosan Nosan that he's kinded already, because I can assume he received it after Yish, it's Yish Vashina Rishus. So Mamela, so that's Gzela's very good. Yadin is also aware of. Elaganev Mika Chozile de Miyayish, but Aganev he's unaware. Lachaire, the recipient, got it at the testam, Masha Notal Notal, Masha Nosam Nosam, and it belongs to the recipient. Now, according to Abayim, since we hold Yish, Eloi Medas, Eloi Havi Yish, so it's Bisuros Eloi. So how can we say that Masha Nosa Nosa? So that's the Kasha on Abayim. So Raya Tarova, the Yish, Eloi Medas, Havi Yish. It's Tirgimo, Rav Pope, Belistim Mizuyim. So Rav Pope said, no, that what it says, Ganef, does not mean a ganef. It means a list of mizuyim. It means an armed robber. An armed robber, the Gemara says, is metamri meinshi. That means he comes over to the nigzal with a gun, but he's afraid of other people. He just shows himself to the nigzal. So he's but the nigzal is aware of it. So the chiddush is that a list in mizuyim, I also say stam gzeila yiyush bailim, even though this person is not such a strong gavra alom, because we see he's afraid of other people, of a legabi the nigzal, that's enough to create a yiyush bailim. That's the Gemara says, tigma rapope belist in mizuyim. Ihochi haino gazlim. So the Gemara says, so that's a gazlan, so trei gavni gazlan. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is, even by a list of mizuyim, who this list of mizuyim is metamri meinshi, so there'd be a havamina to say that I don't say stam list of mizuyim yish bailim, afal pikein. That is the chiddush, that I do say stam list of mizuyim yish bailim. And the mail, so here it's yish midas. So what does Rashi say? Belistim mizuyim ubachazoke not lahimenu, was taken away forcefully. Umikore yodam yashpot al kaponim, the nigzal is aware of it. The chiddush is that by listim mizuyim is also miyayish. The way Rashi says, v'chein yardein shenotol mizeh v'nosan lezeh, so according to Rashi, Rashi had really a stickle problem. Why are we speaking about the Yardin? So Rashi is v'chein sharnoris v'tanezei ayad Yardin ayayoshev. So he spoke about something that was relevant to him. Other Rishonim bring down that a Yerushalmi that Yardin is not speaking about that we're speaking of something Zavuda Mimenu Mikolodom and we're speaking about Oifanim, how something was taken away from Reuven and given to Shimon, which is applicable by all Nahores. Oh, it's saying a chiddush in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Eiver HaYardin. It's saying that if the Yardin was not al Mizev and not al Lezev, that means if it took some karkem from Eiver HaYardin and washed it towards the banks of Eretz Yisrael, so it's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even though the Yisayid HaKarke comes from Eiver HaYardin, and Fakert, if it washed away from Eretz Yisrael and brought it to Eiver HaYardin, it lost Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and it only has Nafkamina Lagabi Bikurim, that we only bring Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael Na Me'ever HaYardim, or the Omer is only Niktzar in Eretz Yisrael Na Me'ever HaYardim. So Memele, so the Yerushalmi learns Yarden is speaking about another din in Gansen. There's nothing to do with Yiyush. And therefore, according to these Rishonim, so we're not Geiris, Bishloim, Megazlon, V'yardin, the Kachosloim, Meyayish, we're not speaking about a case of Yiyush. We're speaking about the Yarden is a different halacha completely. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Toshma, Shotav, Nohol, Koirov, Eitzov, Va'avonov, V'nosnu, B'soich, Sodach, Averoi. We have that a Nohol was flooded over and took the boards and the Eitzim from one person, V'nosnu, B'soich, Sodach, Averoi. And it put it into someone else's field. Harei elu sheloi mipnei shenisyayshu abayla. So it belongs to the chava mipnei shenisyayshu abayla. So let us see Rashi. We'll first learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns, and we'll see these difficulties in Rashi. So say over how the Nachlos David understood Pshat and Rashi. Zot Rashi, Shotav no koirov, shalze, mtso nacher, and it went to someone else's field. Harei elu shaloi, hochi garsinon, harei elu shaloi, mipnei shenisyayshu abayim. Because the bailam were miyayish. So, number one, The Nachlus David says, the Gemara and the Havamina held, how can you say with such a behirus that the Mibnation is Yahishu Abayla? So we're speaking about, it's an oifen, she'ena yochel lahatzel, that he can't be matzalit. So Mamil, if he can't be matzalit, his Mibnation is Yahishu Abayla. But it says something else here also. Mipnei shenis yayishu abayla, dechol shtifas noho, kekoyreis eitzim v'abonim, abaylam yedubo, v'yad v'yesh lokoy. So memele, the Baraisa is telling us as follows, that the reason why rei elu shaloi, mipnei shenis yayishu abaylam, we're speaking about such a case that the Bailim know about it and are miyayish because Shotaf no Koirov Hezakil, such a occurrence Hezakil, but Hezakil, so he's aware of it, and if he's aware of it, Ve'ena Yochel Lahatzel, so Memele, so he's miyayish. So it says, so the reason why Yenna can take it, Areilu Shaloi, because the Bailam is aware of it, and he's Miyayish. Taima, the Nisyayishu HaBailam, Hostoma Loi. So what does Rashi say? Hostoma, Hoim Hoisa Aveda Acheres, She'ein Lonu Loimar, She'yodu HaBailam, Lehavi Shal Moitzo. So here it says clearly, the reason why Areelu Shaloi, because the Bala Koiris was aware of it. Mibnation Ishaishu Abam, he was aware of it, he was Miyayish. But if you'll have an Aveda, that the Bala Aveda is not aware that he lost it, so then you can't keep it. Because Yish loy medas loy have a Yish. So the Gemara answers, Hochi b'mayaskinen k'sheyochel lahatzel. No, the Gemara says we're speaking about another case. We're speaking about a case that he could be matzel. So memele, if he could be matzel. So memele, So therefore, the only way that the Yenna can keep it is Mibnation is Yahshua Abai. Now, L'chayre, if it's speaking about, now we have here a problem, which the Naflus David addresses, which Taisus is going to ask on Rashi. If it's speaking about B'sheyoche Lahatzel, so how could you say, Mibnation is Yahshua Abailam? We could take it because the Bailam are Miyayish. It should say, in this Yahshua Abailam. Because if it's Yoche Lahatzel, you can't say a blank statement, Mibnation is Yahshua Abailam. That's a problem. So the Nachlas David brings down that the Bryce is telling us as follows. The Bryce is telling us that he was Miyayish. It was Yochel Ahatzel. He was Miyayish. He said, Veilach HaSorin Kis. He was Miyayish. So good. So say, Im Nishayish Wabayil. It's coming to tell us that even though he could be Matzel, so there'd be a svara to say that what he said, Baila Chasor and Kis, is Samazia Krecht, but it is not a true Yish. So Memele, he can't keep it. If it's Yochel Ahatzel, he says he's Miyayish. Good, he says he's Miyayish. But, you don't have to take it face value. So I would think the Yish is not a Yish. So it says, no, if he was Miyayish, I can assume it is a Yish. Mibnation is Yayish Wabayil. So what does Rashi say? Sheyoche lahatz, urdech vosei b'metziye acheret, dovor sheyesh boi simen, deyoche litain simen v'litoil, meidina bodach, hayv lahatz afakel. That means, mibneishin yishayishu abayla, means, im yishayishu, and I say, that if he was miyayish, the yish is a true yish, I don't say it's a krechz v'almet, so, Mamil, that's what you can be medayik. You can be medayik that Mibnation is Yayishu, because he was Miyayish. So even though it's Yochel Lahatzel, I assume the Yish is a Yish, and who Adin, Adovish Yesh Beisimin. If he was Miyayish, so I assume the Yish is a Yish, and you're allowed to take it. That's what you can be medayik from this day. Ihochi, so the Gemara says, Eima Seife. So if it's speaking about Yochel Ahatzel, and the only reason Yenna can take it was Imnis Yayishu, and but it's telling us if he was Miyayish, I assume that the Yish is a Yish. Ihochi Eima Seife. The Seife says, Imho Yu Abay Lemarat Vimachayim Chayib Lahachse. If the Bailam were Marat for Machayim, Chayib Lahachsa, Ibi Yechoylem Lahatzel. If it is speaking about that it's Yechoylem Lahatzel, he made an Akimte. Ma'irye Maratvin, Afilu Ein Maratvin Nami. So why do you need it? It says that Tanai, Imhoyu Abailam Marat for Machayim. So the Seif is Shver, according to your Akimte, that it is speaking about that Yochel Lahatzel and Im Nishayishu and Mibnation Nishayishu means Im Nishayishu, and I assume that the Yish is a Teres Yish. So why does it say that is Mechuyim Lahachzer and Mabailam Marat from Achayim? As long as he's not Miyayish, he's Mechuyim to be Marzah, speaking about Yochel Lahatzel. Why does he have to be Marat of Achayim? He can go tomorrow if it's Yochel Lahatzel. Now, so we have here now, the Gemara asks, how can you say that it's speaking about Yochel Lahatzel? Why do you need Marat from Achayim? Now let's go back, and how did we learn before? If we learned that it's speaking, the Gemara, haven't we learned to speak about Ein Yochel Lahatzel? Means that they know about it. That's the taich of nisyayishu abaylam. So how do you learn? It's eini yochel lahatzel, and he knows about it. Ihochi, so how do you learn pshat in the sefer? Imhoi abaylam aratz machem, if it's eini yochel lahatzel, so how does Abayla Marat Machayim help? This kasha, the Nachlas David also asks, according to Rashi. Zut the Nachlas David. Now, if we will learn that the Reish is speaking about Eine Yochel La'atzel. So that's the Reish. Shotaf no keirav eitzav avon of nosmusach sadach abereilu shaloi neshen ishayishu abayla. Yene can keep it because it's Eine Yochel La'atzel. And it's Eine Yochel La'atzel, and he knows about it. So Mamela is Miyash. That's how we learned in the Hava meaning. Imhoyu baile maratum achayim means, imhoyu baile maratum achayim means, but if it was yochel lahatzel, and that's why Otto Bishuvtoni askinim, imhoyu baile maratum achayim, chayim lahachza. That means if it's yochel lahatzel, so then you mechuyiv to be machza. So the way we learned in the Hava meaning, so the seife is not too bad. The Reish is speaking about Eine Yochel La'atzel, but he has to be aware of it, and that's Shad Mimnei Shabaylam Yishayishim Dizakoyl, so he is aware of it, and that's why he's allowed to keep it. Imhoyu Abaylam Marat V'Machayim means that he's Yochel La'atzel. That's why he's Marat V'Machayim, when that's speaking about a Shaita who's running after and he can't be Matzel, it's Chayiv La'atzel. But if you tell me that the Reisha is speaking about Yochel La'atzel, that's you tell me the Reisha is speaking about Yochel La'atzel, and the Reisha is speaking about that Shotaf Nar Koyrov and it's Yochel La'atzel, and he was Beferish Miyayish, even though it's Yochel La'atzel, and the Reisha is telling us if he was Miyayish, the Yish is a Teres Yish. I don't say it's a krechts ba'alma, I say it was taka miyayish. So then the Gemara asks, if it's speaking about Yochel La'atzel, so why do you have to switch on the safe, imhoya baila marat for machayim? Why do you have to be marat for machayim? As long as he wasn't miyayish, and it's Yochel La'atzel, so why do you need marat for him? We'll get it tomorrow, in a week from now. Ibi yachaylam la'atzel, ma'yirya marat for him. Afilu ein maratfim nami. So I need maratfim. Enfer de gemore hoche b'mayaskinen b'yecheilam lahatzel ayidei atchak. We're speaking about that yecheilam lahatzel ayidei atchak. Maratfim lo yiyayish. Ein maratfim yushi miyayish. Let us see Rashi. If it's speaking about Yechelam Lahatzel, and that's why you need a Beferish Yiyush, so Afilo Merat Fin Nami, so why do you need Merat Fin? The Somchi Atzol, the Lemocho, Luyoy Oicho, Veloy Miyayshi, if it's Yechelam Lahatzel, so why do you need Merat Fin? So the Gemara says, it's speaking about Yochel Lahatzel Al Yedei Atchak. Ve'im Loy yemaya lahatzel, loy yatzil. That means it's either now or never. Hilkach. So now it's like this. Shotaf no koyrov. If he's b'maradev, he can get it. If he's not maradev now, he doesn't want to put in this effort, he won't get it. So that is pshat in the reish and the sefer. Ein meratfin af kuri af kerinu do yodo v'lo yitzilu. So that means, that's pshat in the Baraisa. The Baraisa is speaking about yecholam lahatzel al yedei atchak. Now, so, if he doesn't chase afterwards, so mivneis, I'm saying, why isn't he chasing afterwards? It's not an aveda yet. It's not an aveda, it's yecholam lahatzel. But if he doesn't do any effort to be matzalit, so l'cheir, this is called an aveda midas. That means he's not doing any, he's miyayish to be tereich, to be matzal. So that's what's telling us. Even though he could be matzal, but if he's not doing anything, that's what Rashi says, av kuri, av kerinu, dohoyodu v'lo yitzilu. So it's an aveda midas. You could be matzal al yedei atchak if you start now. You don't do anything. So that's Mivnesha Baila Mishyashim. It's coming to tell us that the not doing is a simen that he's Miyayish. Because if you don't do now, you can't, it's either now or never. Maybe so he's Miyayish from being Matzalit. Then I see he wasn't Miyayish, it's Chayib Lahachsa. So then, this is no kasha on Rove. Mipnei Shabayla Mishyashim is coming to tell us a chiddush that by not doing anything, that's a simen of Aveda Midas, Nafkuri Afkarino. The Havamina from the Gemara was, the Gemara held that it is speaking about that he can't be matzel. So then, Mivnei Shabayla Mishyashim means that he knows about it. So you see that we hold he has to know about it. It's not sufficient in the Yochel Ha'atzel, he has to know about it, because it's a Keil. That was a Kashan Rovet. So now the Gemara says, no, it's speaking about that Yochel Ha'atzle Yedei Adchak, and it's coming to tell us if he's not Meradev Achov Miyad, I attribute this, that it's Avkuri Avkarinu, it's an Aveda Midas, he has no interest in being Matzalit, and therefore you're allowed to take it. That is this pshat and this paraisa alibe derashi. Now we're going to see Taisvis, and Taisvis has another girse and a different pshat in the whole Gemara. Now, before we see Taisvis, let us just read the paraisa the way Taisvis was goyres, and then we'll try to figure out shitas at Taisvis. Let us again see the paraisa. Shotaf nor koirov eitzov vavonov v'nosnu besoich sodach haveroi harei eilu sheloi im nisyayshu abayla. That was the gils of Taismus. Harei eilu sheloi im nisyayshu abayla. Now let us see how Taismus learned. Shotaf nor koirov eitzov vavonov Hochi garsinen, im nisyayshu abaylem, arei elu shaloi. I heard from him that he's miyay, sharei elu shaloi. V'tzorech loima. So now, Taisu says, a whole new mahalach. The mayri biyochel lahatzel bekal, im roidev bishash shtife. It's speaking about as follows, that there was a flood. If he'll be matzel, biyochel lahatzel bekal, he can be matzelet, im roidev bishash tifen. If he starts chasing it right away. The ilav hochi, if he can't be matzel bekal, havi kizute shal yom, sha'ovad mimenu mikol odo. So then it's azute shal yom, valze loy hoya oima hostam loy. There's a girsa im nisyayishu abaylem, that the din is allowed to take it, or stam loy. It's a kasha and rove. If it's speaking about that he can't be matzalit, so that's called avuda mimenu mikolodo, so it zikhe belongs to yen. If yo miyayish, nit miyayish, stam is also you're allowed to take it. Elo. So now, let's first get the case. Ella Ayri. Biyochel lahatzel bekal bishash shtife. If we'll start chasing it right now, we'll be able to be matzalit. And therefore, it's not called avuda mimenu. Va'afilu ein bahem simen. And we're speaking about that these koireis do not have a simen. Ulefi sheya'akveim akuli ufshuri, because it is speaking about that there is a flood, but the flood won't take it too far, because there are, in the know, there's akuli ifshuri things which hamper the hiluch of the kairis. This is going to get stuck pretty soon. V'yikreim sham. So memele, if he chases it now, he'll be able to get it. Now, why do you have to chase it now? And that's by missing the Sefer. The Sefer says, why does he have to chase it now? Vafilu yekadmu acherim. That means like this. He has kairos which were flooded away from his property. And now it's in the know. If he chases it, it won't go too far, and he'll be able to retrieve it. But there's a problem. The problem is he doesn't have any simen that they are his. Afal pi kein, he's not miyayish. Vafilu yekadmu acherim v'yikru, afilu someone else will come and will take it. Yachzirum loy. They'll return it to him. Lefi shenikya shohu bailov. Lefi sherodaf miyad. People will see that he's the bailim, because as soon as it was taken away, he started chasing it. And the rehitis loshen atoisvis would seem that only a bailam would start chasing it right away. A person who stamazai, he wants to get a hold of kairis, he won't chase it right away. He has to think, is it worthwhile? A bailam will chase it right away. Lefi shenikya shohu bailov, lefi sherodaf miyad. Vesalke daitoch de mairi, de im loy rodaf miyad. But if he will not run right away, bishash shtife, shelo yochel oid klal lahatzel, kedemuchach beseife, lefi sheyikrum acherim, sheyaakvum akuli ufshuri, v'lo yachziru, v'lefi sheein behem simen. Now, so let us just say what we're talking about. We're talking about there was a flood. There was a flood that took his kairis, his eitzim. Theoretically, if he starts chasing it, he'll be able to catch up with the kairis. He has a problem. There's no simen on these kairis and eitzim. And one can expect that someone will get a hold of them before he comes. And that's what we're speaking about. We're speaking about that v'nosne v'soich soda chaveira reile shaloi, and or this is chayv lahachze al koponim. So we're speaking about such a case that there was a flood. If he chases it right now, even though there's no simen, the one who picks it up will be mechuyif to give it to him, because that gufe that he chased it is a simen that he's the bailam. That's what says merdik zafim toisvus. That when he chases it, that's a simen that he's the bailam, and that's pshat in the sefer. Imo yu bailam marat v'machreyim chayiv lahachse. That if he chases it right away, chayiv lahachse. So he's mechuyif to give it to him, because the chasing is a raya that he's the bailam. So what is the reisha speaking about? V'hochi pirusha. Pshat in the braise is as follows. Im nisyayshu abaila. Dahainu shohoyu shom bishas shtife v'loi rotfu. The Reisha is speaking about, there was a flood. The flood took away the kairis, Now, if he's going to chase it, Yenna will see that he's the Bailam, and will give it back to him. If he won't chase it, he can be assured he won't get it back, because Yenna won't give it to him. Who says you're the Bailam? Now, im nisyaishu abailam means, dahainu shahoyu sham bishas shtife, v'leigotfu. That means they're standing there. There's a flood. And he's standing there like a klotz, and he's not doing anything about it. So memele, so that is proof that he's meyayish. I mean, how do you, you don't have a simen. If you chase it now, you prove that you're the Bailam. If you don't chase it now, someone's gonna get it, and he won't give it back to you. Vafilu oimrim she'ein misyayishim. Now, the Chiddush is over here, Mishayishim Abaylam. No, the Chiddush is, Afilu, he says he's not Miyayish. Ein bekach klum, devadei heim Mishayishim belibo. That means that's, so the Reish, there's a Reish in the Sefer. The Reish, the Sefer says, imerat v'machayim. If he chases it, he give it back to him. The Reish says, im Mishayishim Abaylam. So the Reish means, and he said, I'm Miyayish. The Reish means he didn't chase it. He didn't chase it, so by that he didn't chase it, that action speak louder than words. Not chasing it is saying, I'm a Yayish, because you have to face facts of life, that if you won't chase it now, the one who finds it will not give it back to you. That's the Chiddush of the Reish. Now, there's a diik, now we have a kasha, im nisyayishu abaylim, taimo di nisyayishu abaylim, hostome loy. Hostome, what is the taich stome? Shloi hoyu baylim bishas shtife. The baylim were not there bishas shtife. V'loi nisyayishu, and they weren't nisyayish, ach sheyedu habaylim sheshotfono, till the baylim will find out sheshotfono, they weren't there, v'oz kvar eine yochil lahatzel, and then he won't be able to be matzel, lefi she'ein boy simen, loi, v'shemotzom, Bisure also liyodei shabaylim loyodu adayim alma yish loy medas loy have yish. Now let us explain what the diuk of the Gemara is. Let us again say the scenario. We have a case that shotaf no koyrov. It's speaking about, if he starts chasing it now, he'll get it. It's speaking about the Gemara Rahavamin, it's speaking about Eitzim that do not have a simen. So that means like this. If he chases it, even though someone will get a hold of it before he's able to get, to catch up to the Eitzim, he will return it to him, because that he chased it right away is a simen that he's the Bailam. And that's what it says in the Sefer, Imhoyu Habailim Maratvim Acheyim, if the Bailam were chasing it, Chayev Lahasa. And that's the Chiddush of the Sefer. The Chiddush of the Sefer is his chasing after it is proof that it is his. That's a simen that it is his. Yimuchu, you have to give it back to him. That's the Sefer. What is the Reisha speaking about? The Reisha is speaking about Im Nisyayishu Abaylam. So what does that mean? So Tosfos says, Im Nisyayishu Abaylam means that he didn't chase it. He's there. He sees what is happening. He does no effort to chase it, realizing that by not doing anything, he won't be able to get it, because he has no proof that this is his Eitzim. So that is Pshat in the Reisha, Im Nisyayishu Abaylam. They were there. They didn't chase it. Even though they say they're not miyayish, but ain bekach klum, devadai hein misyayishim beliba. So these are two cases that the Braise says. The second, the safe of the Braise says, if he's chasing after it, so that shows he's not miyayish. The Reisha says, if he's not chasing after it, that shows he is miyayish, because by not chasing after it, even though he can retrieve it, but he won't be able to prove that he's the Bailim, and so it's lost already. These are two cases. Now, there's a diyuk of a third case. What is the din if he wasn't there? He wasn't there. He's unaware what happened. So it would seem, if he wasn't there and he was unaware what happened, so then the din is that you're not allowed to take it. That's the diuk that the Gemara is. Hostoma loy. Let us again see the lashon of Tosfos. Hostoma. This is a third case. Shaloi hoyu bailim bishash tifet. They weren't there. Veloinis yaishu, and they were, there wasn't miyayish then, because he wasn't there. He doesn't know what happened. Ad sheyodu habailim sheshotfono. Till he found out sheshotfono. Ve'oz, and when he found out sheshotfono, kvar ein yochel lahatzel, then he can't be matzled anymore. Levi she'ein boy simin, loy, then he's not permitted to take it, the one who took it. Because when he found it, the Bailim was unaware as yet that his Eitzim are lost. He doesn't know anything what happened. So there's no Yish. There was no Yish Bepoyo. Shabailim lo yodu adayim. Alme yish shaloi midas loy have yish. So we see from this case that yish shaloi midas loy have yish. That means, again, the case is that that the only way he can retrieve his eitzim, which do not have a simen, is only if he chases it right away, and that is the simen that he's the bailim. If he does, so that's the sefer. I bailam marat v'machay. So mele, you have to return. You see, he's the bailam. The Reish is speaking about if he's there and he doesn't do anything. So we see he had an opportunity. He's mevater on the opportunity. So that's called he's miyayish. He's miyayish. I feel like you say I'm not miyayish, but forget about it. He is miyash. That's im nisyayish abaylam, which means he didn't chase it. That's a right, because the only way you can prove that you're the bailam is by chasing it. But there's a third case which the Baraisa does not talk about. He's not there. He's not there. If he would have been there, maybe he would have chased it. But now he's not there. Since he's not there, so Mela, when he'll find out that Lamaise it was taken away by the Noor, it's too late. So then, from the Baraisa, it seems that Yena is Mechuyif to return it. Why? Because Beisura Osoliyodai, the one who took it before Yish. He took it before Yish. So we see that Yush Shaloi Midas Loi Havi Yush Nizakasha and Rove. Now this is Grad a unique case, different than the other cases we had till now. The case of Yush Shaloi Midas, which we always said, was like this. A person lost something without a simon. If he would have known that he lost it, he would have been Miyayish. He doesn't know that he lost it, so. Love is said, listen, if he would have known, he would be miyayish. So even though he doesn't know, have a yish. It's, so we have already a potential yush. Over here it's very interesting. If he would have known about the flood, it would be miyayish to chase it. If he would have known he would chase, it would not be miyayish. No, lemaise, he doesn't know. Lemaise, he doesn't know. And in this matzav that he doesn't know, so lemaise, he'll never be able to get it. So this the Gemara also calls Yiyush Shaloi Medas, and the Gemara held that according to Rove it should help, and the Baraisa it says that it doesn't help. So this is Akasha and Rove. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So we have here Akasha and Rove. We have a Mashmois. The only time that this person who the wood came into his Rishus can keep it is Davke if the Bailim was standing there and did not chase it. So I see the Bailim was Miyayish. But if the Bailim were not there and they came later, so then he's not allowed to keep it. It says three things. Bailim Maratfim, give it back. Bailim standing, Imnis Yaishua Bailim, you can keep it. And then there's a third case. There's a third case that you're not Mechuyiv to give it back, and you're not allowed to keep it. And that case is if the Bailim were not there. Because then the Aloch is you're not allowed to keep it because he is Shalei Medas, Lai have a yish. So it's a kasha and rove. Umishani. So the Gemara answers, Biyochel lahatzel afilu acher shtife. No. It's speaking about that there's a simen. Biyochel lahatzel afilu acher shtife. Kegoy. Sheyesh ba'avei de simen. Shabailim Einam Mishyaish. It's speaking about that there's a simen, and the Bailim are not Miyayish. Finished. The Bailim is a simen. Uporich. So the Gemara asks, Ihochi, if it is speaking about that it has a, that's a Taich Yochalatz, it has a simen, is Eime Sefer. Vimhoyu Abailim Maratfin. It says, if the Bailim chase it, you mechuyiv to give it back to him. If the Bailim don't chase it, you're not mechuyiv to give it back to him. Mayiriya Maratman, if it's speaking about here's a simen, so why does he have to chase it? Mayiriya Maratman, afilo hoyu Bailim shom b'shash tifeh. Afilo the Bailim was standing there. V'loi rotfu, they didn't chase it. Nami yachse, you should also give it back to the Bailim come with a simen. He has his name on the boards. So memele, so why do you need Meratfim if it's speaking about this as Simen? Umishani, so the Gemara answers, Biyochel lahatzel acher ashtife ayedei hatchak. That means we're speaking about there's a flood now. If he chases it now, he won't have to work too hard to retrieve it. He is a Simen. If he doesn't chase it now, he also has a simon that it's his. His name is on all the boards, but it'll be very difficult for him to retrieve it because if he doesn't chase it now, who knows how far it's going to go. Now, the af al pi sheyesh by simon, even though there's a simon, b'toirach yochel lahatzel, it'll be very difficult for him to be matzel. Because it's going to go very far. If he starts now, it's only an hour's work. If he waits a little bit, who knows how long it'll take for him to retrieve it. Now, so that is Pshat in the Barais. Ulekach. Imhoyo b'shas shtife. Now, we'll learn Pshat in the Barais. Imhoyo b'shas shtife. If he was there. Im nishayish, we have a guess, im nishayish about. He was there, b'shash tifeh, ve'enei meradim. That means, he's there now. He is a simon. Now, a person is standing, he's watching how his boards are floating away. He has an alternative. If I chase it now, I'll get it in an hour. If I don't chase it now, I have proof that it's mine, but it's a 5 hours job, not an hours job, it's a 5 hours job. You have a person, that, this is facts, these are facts of life. Now, he's standing there, and the flooded away. And he's not chasing it. The safest if he chases it, so fine, so yeah, finished, no problem. If he doesn't chase it, so a lawyer will tell you, hey, he didn't want to chase it, now chase. No, no, no. The Tanna tells us, if he did not chase it now, when he had a easy opportunity to retrieve it, you know what pshat is? He's miyayish. That means he's miyayish. Don't tell me. He's miyayish. That is exactly pshat. He'll chase it later. It's irrelevant. He's miyayish. So may udash lekach imhoyo b'shas shtifet ve'einoy meradeit, and he's not chasing it. Vadei misyayish. That there's an im misyayish. The im means I can figure out if he's miyayish. Kiven sha'ata yochil lahatzel b'loy doichi. He can be matzel without any difficulties. Ve'einoy matzel, and he's not matzel. That means yish. And he can tell you a story from today till tomorrow. He is not nemon. The person can keep it, because that is a simon of yish. Avot. So that's the reish in the sefer. The reish is im abaylam is yayishim, means he didn't chase after it right away. That means he's miyayish. If he's chasing it, that means he's not miyayish. Avot. This third case where we were medayik, a third case, he's not there. He's not there. He has a simen. He's not there. That was a deacon. He's standing there not doing, what if he's not there? He wasn't there. He comes back an hour later and now he starts chasing it for 5 hours. It's yachzil. That deacon is an emissary deacon. If he's not there, see, he was incapable of chasing it, and now he comes back later, so zichi yiv no simin whatsoever that he was miyayish. He didn't chase it because he wasn't there. Avalein abaylam b'shashtifa yachzal, d'sheyedu abaylam lo yisyayishu, v'yatzilu al yedei atchak. So b'kitzah, we hear a baraisa that said, that if I know he's miyayish, you're allowed to keep it. And if I don't know he's miyayish, you're not allowed to keep it. So this is akasha and rove. What do you mean? Because stoma means he's not around. So rove said, yeah, speaking about it, here's a simon. And if he was not there, so he wasn't miyayish, so you have no right to keep it because that way he didn't chase it, he wasn't around. When he'll come back, he'll chase it, even though it involves a tich. Vim Taima. Now Taisvis is going on the first mahalach of the Gemara. The first mahalach in the Gemara was, we're speaking about a double she'ein boi simen. So it says, a double she'ein boi simen. So if he's chasing it, so that's the simen. If he's not chasing it, it's a reason that he's miyayish, but it's a simon that he's miyayish, but stoma, you're not allowed to keep it. In time of nola, no stoma chayim lahachzel, tilme nisyayish, how do you know that stoma is chayim lahachzel? Dilme nisyayish, also lafuki, shoyu shom, verotfu, the chayim lahachzel. How do you know that Nisyayishu comes lafuki stome? Maybe Nisyayishu comes lafuki rotfu. V'yesh loyme dimkein loy lisni im Nisyayishu. So then it shouldn't say im Nisyayishu, elo lisni, say like the stome. Shotav no koirov, eitzam abonav, reilu shaloi. Dibshitad loy mairi berotfu v'shashtifet. Doktor nisev nemoy bailam aratvim chayit. period. So Memele, since it says Imnis Yaishu, so that's a simen that Stome, if he wasn't there, he's not allowed to keep it. The Ein Lahaksha is the Motzi Dayek Misefe Taime Demeratfen Hostoma Are Elu Shaloi. Loilam name do adin stome the yachzir loy noked meratvin the lefuki shahoyu abaylam b'shash tifa v'loy rotfu by yedei seifa yedinin the mayri be'ein yochel lahatzol. This is from the seifa. I see that it's speaking about the ein yochel lahatzol, and that is why you need meratvim. Ein yochel lahatzol means there's no simin. And through the Maratvim, I know that he's the Bailo. Avol Rashi, the Goras Mivnesha Nisyaishu HaBailo. Rashi is not Goras Im Nisyaishu HaBailo. Mivnesha Nisyaishu HaBailo. Mashme Lishne Deposhele De Nisyaishu. And in Keime Reishe Guvi Motzel Chuchi Demayre Ben Yochel Lahatzu Yitzoy Yitzoych Lahovi Seife. And that we answered with the Nachlas David when we learned Rashi. Besu and Toisvis asks another Kashan Rashi. Minolon dostoma loi. Besu, minolon dostoma loi. Dafilostomia nami motzi mairi. How do you know? Now it says, according to Rashi, let us learn again the Rashi. The Reisha says, Shotaf no koirov eitzav avonov, v'nosnu b'soich sodach aveiroi, are eilu shaloi, mibneshen is yaishu abaylam. So, we learn pshat because he knows about it, because he knows about it and he's miyayish. So, that is why you're allowed to keep it. Host, because it said, Mimnation is Yaishu Abaila. Mimnation is Yaishu Abaila, because I know that the Bailam were Miyayish. Because he knows about it. That's why you're allowed to keep it. So the Gemara brought a diik, her stomach, if he would be unaware. If you be unaware, you're not allowed to keep it. The suminolon dostoma loi, the philostome nami motzi mairi. I think Tosis means to say, mibnation is Yaishua baila means because later when they'll find out, they'll be miyayish. Where do you see that stomaloi? I think that is Taisvis Kasha and Rashi.